Rampart has so many uncompleted plot lines that it looks like the first chapter of a miniseries. The main plot was apparently intended to involve Woody Harrelson's honest but brutal policeman, who, after some years ago earning a reputation after killing a sex suspect under suspicious circumstances, has now beaten almost to death a man who seems to have been doing no more than trying to leave the scene of an accident involving Harrelson's police car. There's a suggestion that the current case may have been a setup, but neither the old case nor the new one is developed enough to tell us much. Sigourney Weaver acts like an honest investigator, but she seems hesitant to go into court, and there's plenty that the precinct called Rampart needs to keep covered up. The only person Harrelson trusts is Ned Beatty, a retired policeman who is at least as brutal as Harrelson and corrupt to boot, and may in fact be working against him. Ice Cube is a black leader who wants to get things into court, but he has only a few scenes and a few sentences in them. Harrelson's domestic situation has him living with two ex-wives and a daughter by each, and while Cynthia Nixon is almost unemployed, Anne Heche wants to move out of the publicity, and one of the daughters may be spying on Harrelson, but neither of these plot lines is developed either. And there is certainly no clear psychological development in Harrelson, who in fact does nothing much except receive reports from Weaver and Beatty and reject criticism from Cube, Heche, and the daughter. I don't understand what Ramparts is intended to accomplish. Jim Erickson, over and out.